What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You
might say he got calf.
Okay. Would you ever use an expression like he got down on his hunkers or his honkers or something like that?
Yeah. Got down on his. On his knees.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
tightwad.
Suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You might say he really looks.
Looks like the Dickens.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like tacky or flouchy or dutchy?
That's right. He looks slouchy.
Okay. Tacky too. Now, would you use a different word for a woman from the words you'd use for a man, or would you use those words for either one?
She looks like the Dickens.
Okay. what do you call it when a woman's wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's
dressed up.
And if you're talking about a man?
Dressed up.
Okay. What word would you use if you were talking about an old person who got around unusually well? You'd say, you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is
lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Peck of wood.
Say it again. Say it again.
Peck of wood.
Okay. What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call an old house that evil spirits might live in?
Hand house.
And what would you call the things that people would say lived in that house?
Witches and haints.
Okay.
Spooks.
What?
Spooks, okay. Too.
What do you call things that people say bring bad luck? Would you ever call them jinxes or hoodoos or voodoos?
Hoodoos.
Uh-huh. And would those be things that
jinxes
brought bad luck?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you think of any examples of hoodoos or jinxes that people talk about?
You mean something that the hoodoo?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Snake skin.
Mm-hmm.
And bones in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Bear things under those steps. You talk about put spell on people.
Yeah.
Bear things under those steps.
And getting dug out of a grave.
Gee. Well, you mean all these things are supposed to be things that you could use to hoodoo people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, now, what about a person who can hoodoo people? What's a person like that called?
Witch doctor. Witch doctor.
What's Vera's husband's name, C.D.? What is he?
Hoodoo.
He's a voodoo doctor.
Voodoo doctor, yeah.
Voodoo doctor?
Yeah. Hoodoo.
Well, what about a person who just causes bad luck? You know, just every time he comes around, something bad happens. Would you call him anything?
Troublemaker.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a dead person...
Casket.
And what do you call the place where they're buried?
Cemetery. Our graveyard.
Okay. What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch, creek.
Well, now, which one of those is smaller?
The branches are smaller.
Okay, so you have a river and then a creek and then a branch, is that right?
That's right, the branches are smaller.
And is there anything smaller than a branch? What would that
just a small stream.
So a branch would be the smallest?
A little branch, yeah, okay. A little branch. A little drain, okay. a little drain, something like that.
What do you call a pair of straps that a man wears over his shoulders to keep his pants up?
Gallus's suspenders.
Okay.